Stand as a witness. When we are baptized, we covenant to stand as witnesses of God at all times and in all things and in all places. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 9.
To your family, when Emma Smith's father wanted to know how Emma could believe in the Book of Mormon without seeing the golden plates, Emma bore her testimony.
To your friends, Alma and the sons of Mosiah worked together against the church. After an angel appeared to them, they repented. They served missions together and told everyone who would listen about the scriptures. See Mosiah chapters 27, verse 35.
To other members of the church, Mary Magdalene was the first person to see Jesus Christ after his resurrection. When she told the apostles, at first they didn't believe her, but she knew what she'd seen was true. See Mark chapter 16, verses 9 through 11.
To your neighbors. Abish lived among Lamanites who did not believe in God. When the king and his court were converted by the power of God, Abish told her neighbors about the miracle so that they could believe in God too. See Alma chapter 19, verse 1 through 17.
Even when you don't know what to say, Enoch told the Lord he couldn't speak well and that no one would listen to him because he was too young. See Moses chapter 6, verse 31. But with the Lord's help, Enoch was able to teach the people of Zion.
The four B's of standing as a witness. Number one, be brave. Be brave even when it's scary to stand up for what you believe. Number two, be kind. Always respect people who don't believe what you do. Number three, be yourself. Live your life the best way you know how. Don't hide who you are or what you believe in. Number four, be believing. Trust the Lord. Even when it seems like what you do isn't making a difference, believe everything will work out for the best. End of the article, Stand as a Witness.